You are now tuned in to the Pod Gods Network.
And make sure you head on over to podgodsnetwork.com and check out all 11.5 million shows we have available for your free consumption. They're all free, they're all funny, and they're all fucking Pod Gods. Go check them out. Podgodsnetwork.com, 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 podgodsnetwork.com.
Now, on DVD, you've become a real target. Don't trust anyone. This isn't just a job. This is a way of life. There's a hooligan in all of us. The rise and fall of a white-collar hooligan. On DVD, July 2nd.
You're listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK on the Pod Gods Network. The Oddcast Podcast, the podcast nobody is listening to. Except you.
The Dirty Rotten Show.
Yo, everybody, you are fucking jamming out with some of our friends from either Australia, the UK, or some other fucking awesome Americans. America!
Fuck yeah!
There we go. So, it's the Dirty Rotten Show. We are short two of our hosts, Big Baby, and C is the executive producer, which really is an awesome title to have and means that you don't ever have to come to the show or do anything. Fuck yeah. And if you are into these shows on the Pod Gods Network, then I think you must listen to us, the Dirty Rotten Show. This will actually make all the rest of the show sound even better, because you'll hear us and you'll be like, I never want to fucking hear those cocksuckers again, because when we talk about throwing up and...
Right, and not just that, we talk about some news and some women and some women in the news and some movies.
And vaginas, lots of vaginas.
Some real live shit, stuff that... You all want to know about, but nobody wants to talk about because it's just too embarrassing.
And
we take our pants down and we just talk about it because we don't care.
And
we
ain't scared. Yeah, yeah. If you've ever had any sort of bisexual tendency, the show at some point does go to a homosexual place. We don't mean to. None of us suck dick for a living, but, you know, it's just the way it happens. Welcome to America, motherfuckers. The Dirty Rotten Show. Check it out.
For a living, you're implying that some of us do anyways. For a living means you do it professionally. So are you saying that you have sucked dick?
Well, can we get your dad on the phone? Let's get your dad on the phone before I answer this. I just want to make sure that I don't, you know, surprise anybody.
Okay.
Your mom, too. All right. Hey, so that's it. The Dirty Rotten Show. Check us out at thedirtyrottenshow.com, on Twitter at Dirty Rotten Show.
On the Pod Gods Network.
Check us out on the Pod Gods Network Wednesdays. Dirty Rotten Show.
The Dirty Rotten Show.
Oddcast Podcast Episode 52.
Again.
This is actually take two, yeah. Because the last one recorded, it got corrupted on my computer. Because we all spent last week fucking about with the Audacity settings.
And that was nothing to do with the Audacity settings.
It was. It was the Audacity. Because it was saying
so
it
how come the first
it?
One came off fine?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Human error.
Oh, maybe it's my fault. Maybe
as we say in the IT world, issue between chair and keyboard.
That's proper geek talk, isn't it?
I like it. I've actually seen help desk calls closed just with IBCK.
IBCK?
Yeah.
Okay. I had to work that out in, but I just remember what you said, so that's all right then.
Yeah.
Okay, so your cast podcast is the podcast nobody is listening to, as it says on my t-shirt.
Yes.
On the back. And I don't think it's on your one.
No, I've got an old podcast.
Oh, it does have a fun. You've got old school t-shirt.
I have indeed.
You got the old one. I am the host with the most, The most what? We don't know.
We did that last week, yes.
I am Adam. With me today is, as always,
Ash
and
Will.
Will, oh, Will, how are you doing?
Hello, mate.
Sending me a surprise then, as if to say, what the fuck?
I just expected some more words. As always, Ash and...
I big myself up in the intro, yeah. But I big you two up.
Well, you big Ash up slightly, and that's just, oh, yeah, that fucking fat bastard in the corner.
Well, you could have kind of bigged yourself up, would have been fine.
I big myself up every day. I just had some pizza. I had quite a big lunch.
That was a nice pizza, though, wasn't it?
It was very nice that pizza. And there was more in the kitchen, which we'll probably take advantage of at some point when a clip starts playing.
Yeah, like in about 2 minutes.
So, I can rock on.
Yeah. So obviously we are the Movie Century Podcast, part of the Pod Gods Network, and we have new recording equipment, which means we are officially podcasters now, because we actually have a mic each.
Let's see how this one actually comes out, and then let's hot wax lyrical about it.
We could do like the Bill and Ted time travel thing. Next week we'll be back to one mic saying, yeah. Yeah.
Well, basically, we did have one big microphone in the middle of the table, and now
huge.
We've got a mic each.
Mic each.
And it may or may not work, but it does give us the ability to go,
I live in your eyes.
You've got to come up really loud. You can just whisper like this, and people will be like, sexual healing. Someone just come.
Nah. What is sexual healing?
Is
that when you haven't had any so much and you're a woman and it just like heals up? Is that what nuns
I doubt it. I hope not.
Something to do with rape, maybe. I don't know.
Well, you get more so you forget about the rape. If you turn into a slut, you'll forget any rape that ever happened to you.
Well, we're going
let's move on.
Down
terrorism. Move on. Move on. Seriously.
Okay, so you guys then ready to go on into the Oddcast podcast episode 52, take 2.
No, I'd like to pause for a moment and think about absent friends. That'll do.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I break your concentration?
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
A stab in the face with a soldering iron.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Just a bad reception, honey.
I'm gonna spank my hairy ass.
What's that?
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
I got a fever! And the only prescription is more cowbell!
What's your favorite scary movie?
Hear it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
It's not a tumor.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
So, yes, we are here. I was just about to say, we are here, we are queer, but that's not true.
No, not all of us are.
No, just you.
So, how's everyone doing?
All right.
Good week. Right. Good week.
Yeah, it's been okay.
Yeah, that's just the Will sort of good.
That's the noise I make when I'm ejaculating.
So, you have a little wank over there, yeah?
Done.
Strangle wank. Which, again...
Do you see anything around my neck?
Maybe it's one of those really, really thin, wiry things.
Fishing line or something.
That's it. Something you can't really see.
Never thought to try that. I'd need at least a 40-pound test, but I reckon that's... okay.
Because he's actually really thinking about it.
Yeah, he is.
His eyes went all squinty. Because you know when Will's thinking, his eyes go really, really squinty.
What do you reckon? Nylon monofilament or one of the specialised braids?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'd say braids because they normally have beads and bells.
Strangle winking is still... It's still going strong with the Americans.
Yeah, Michael Hutchins stopped doing it, as did David Carradine.
Hutchins was Australian.
So, but he stopped doing it.
I'm talking about Brian from the Garage Cast.
Oh, he fucking loves it.
I swear he does it. Because he keeps going on about it. He's like, I need to start strangle wanking.
Well, the thing is, you're the one that raises the subject every time.
Because I just love hashtag strangle wank. I think it's amazing.
Have you tried it yet? You like the thought, but you haven't plucked the carriage up.
I'm already gone by the time I've actually done one little notch in the belt, and
ooh.
I've already done.
Ash, what time did you get into work this morning?
Half past 8.
Okay, did you notice a tall ginger bloke with dreadlocks playing guitar just outside the Broadgate exit at Liverpool Street Station?
I actually walked round and I saw a lot of people standing there looking, but I didn't actually really pay any attention.
As I walked past, Newton Faulkner was playing Bohemian Rhapsody on his acoustic guitar, which I thought was quite cool.
Blimey.
Yeah, just I was like, I've seen him in Nevermind the Buzzcocks when he's appeared as a guest.
Hmm.
And so I kind of faintly recognised this guy, and there were loads of cameras around, I think. I was like, well, I think it's Newton Faulkner, but... And I listened to him doing the end of Bohemian Rhapsody and went to the office. First thing I did when I logged on was do a Google image search just to make sure it was him. But yeah. I saw Newton Faulkner this morning and Ash actually walked round
to avoid him. Do you not like Newton Faulkner?
No, I like him. I just saw a whole load of people. It was just
and a ginger bloke with dreadlocks.
No, I was up a pub, so I didn't actually see him. But I just thought they were dishing out some new free green drink or something and people were queuing.
So what is it like? Oh, okay. You guys work in London then, so what is it like commuting there? Is it like they try to do stuff at Liverpool Street Station to like liven you up? Like, here, have some free green stuff.
Yes. I haven't paid for breakfast this week. Every time I've come through the station in the morning, I've had a free like cereal bar that they're giving out to promote this new range. I've had a different flavour every day. The last couple of weeks, they were giving out this weird green smoothie gunk that was quite nice. I brought the missus home a free perfume sample because I like to treat her like a lady.
You're you fucking charmer, you.
Yeah, fucking right. Yeah. Free only perfume. The finest free perfume.
Yeah, a lot of the ones that have been recently are all official sponsors of the Olympics and all that crap. So, they're actually getting all their wares out before the Olympics as well to try and capitalise, of course, on the
official beers of the Olympics. Do we know?
Budweiser, probably.
Foster's.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, something quintessentially English.
Yeah. Carlsberg.
Yeah.
Carling.
English, aren't they? Yeah. Carling is an English one.
Is it an English one?
Yeah, so. It is.
Grolsten.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, maybe there isn't
Olympic I think beer. There is. I've got a feeling you might be right on Budweiser, but who gives a fuck? It's the cunting Olympics.
Yeah, you're not happy about it. You're working from home, though.
No, I'm not anymore. I've received new communications that I can't spend the Olympics in my garden on the laptop. So I'm even less happy about the Olympics.
Fucking Olympics. See, that bothers me. I don't work nowhere near London. Well, yeah. I say nowhere near. We're quite near London anyway, but I don't work. Ain't going to affect me.
Well, yeah, we're still 35-minute train journey. Are we about 35 miles from London?
It's from my house, it's 32 and a half miles to my office.
The Oddcast podcast, geography lesson.
Fuck yeah, let's Where talk are about we? Some films.
Where, yeah, okay, let's talk about a film. A film set in London.
During the Olympics, it was really boring because they just sat on a train and then got in a queue with loads of people.
Lock, stock and two overheated, overcrowded trains.
So you guys don't actually care about the Olympics at all? Then?
No.
I've got tickets.
I've got no interest in.
You got tickets for what?
Yeah.
Beach volleyball?
No.
Oh, wasn't it? What's the point then?
Water polo.
Really?
That is one of the cruelest sports ever. Do you know how many horses drowned?
Six. In an average match.
It's worse than ploughing the ocean wave.
I want to see the beach volleyball.
Oh, there was a thing. There was
sorry.
there was a little thing that was flying around that was made up with Boris Johnson. As a video of him trying to use his Boris bikes and all this to get to an event for the Olympics and failing miserably, but the event he was going to was the beach volleyball.
See, the beach volleyball, they were told that if the weather gets below 16 degrees, they're allowed to wear trousers. So let's hope for a fucking nice summer.
Are they allowed to wear tops at any point?
No.
They have to, but they probably wear tracky tops. But we want to see their arses.
That'd be rubbish.
I'm talking about women,
I'm only
by the
interested
way.
In the ladies event. We're all heterosexual here.
There is a bloke's beach volleyball, isn't there? I don't know. I've never seen it.
I don't think anyone's ever seen really, it. That's the point. Really. No one's ever tuned in.
So. T-shirt. Oddcast podcast t-shirt. Right, we can get them on a link, which is, I can't remember what link is, but it's on one of the sites, because it's my mate's eBay.
I'm sure Blimey's already found it.
Oh, he had to ask me where it was. So another guy, Jig, one of our other listeners, what are you laughing at?
So are you saying Blimey has already found it? Did you say he asked you where it was already?
Yeah, the link.
Right, yeah, so Blimey's already gotten himself an Oddcast
podcast. Well, I don't know if he has. He said he might get one.
He's proving himself as our number one fan.
No, he's got a bit of a competition with Jig, because Jig has already got one. He's already posted a picture of him wearing it.
Here's a tip to you, blimey. If you go online and Google Barker Productions Studio, it points you to where Adam's house is. Because I don't know why he did that, but Google Maps points out the Barker Productions Studio, so you could park up there in a van.
Yeah.
You silly fucker.
Oh, fuck yeah, from like Foursquare or whatever, that location thing.
Yeah, and you're a silly fucker. So what you can do is park up in a van over the road. There's parking restrictions Saturday mornings, I know, because I got a ticket one time.
And every day between
between midnight.
But you can park up in the evenings. You can watch. You can watch, man.
I might put a show on for people. I've got fun. I can just open up the window. I've got dogs to make it interesting and a couple of cats.
Yeah, I've films then.
Trying to make it as uncomfortable as possible. Right, tonight, the day we are recording, it's a very special day in the world of the movies.
Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday the what? The 18th?
Yes.
Okay, that's the day we're recording. This goes out next Tuesday.
Right.
So we had Friday the 13th last week.
Tonight, is the premiere of The Dark Knight Rises. Happening right now in Leicester Square.
I'm back.
I can't fucking wait.
I'd love it if that line was in there.
What, just a burp?
Yeah. No, Batman. So I couldn't quite burp. I thought I'd probably end up throwing up on the brand new microphone.
You never see. We'll be like, yeah, that's Will's mic. Yeah. The one that's covered in sick. I want to be the one covered in spunk. And Ashley's be the one that is turned off.
Did he just say he wants to be the one covered in spunk?
He did say he wants to be the one covered in spunk. But
to be honest, that'll probably be one of the tougher wanks I've had, mate.
Strangle wank. Because you like a challenge. That's what you like to do. But no, Dark Knight
I like a challenge. I mean, the Hiroshima footage was tough, but...
So when you watch Schindler's List is when it was a bit too much, wasn't it?
It was the little girl in red that did it for him.
Move on. Every time. Every time you say that now, we're going to be like, oh, move on. Move on.
Thank you.
I don't know when you put your hand up as well. No, Dark Knight Rises, I've got my tickets. It's out this Friday.
Ooh.
Or... Now you're listening to this as a podcast.
That's what he's saying now.
Yeah, I can't fucking wait. And someone actually asked me today,
it was quite good.
Are you that excited about a movie? And I said, this is probably the most excited about a movie I've ever been. I love The Avengers. I went and saw it, but I waited like 2 weeks until I went and saw it. So I wasn't, you know.
Why are you here recording?
Because it's not out yet until Friday.
It was this is the red carpet celebrity wankers premiere.
So wouldn't you be there with your little Batman flag and the little mini searchlight?
I would, little Batman outfit.
Yeah.
I was gonna. When I go on Friday, I'm gonna wear my Jack Nicholson Joker t-shirt. I'm gonna be that guy. I'm gonna be that guy.
The old ones were the better ones. Splitters.
Bring back splitters. What's that?
Monty Python reference.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Fucking Judean People's Front. Fucking splitters.
I've never heard it. You said that the other week and I didn't understand what the hell you were talking about.
Excuse me, are you the Judean People's Front? No, we're not the fucking Judean People's Front. We're the People's Front of Judea. Judean People's Front? Yeah, splitters. Along those lines. It's not entirely word for word accurate, but it's the principle.
It's the principle.
Where is the Popular Front? He's over there.
See, just all night we could do a whole podcast dedicated to you doing Monty Python sketches.
Yes,
that is possible.
Probably could, yeah.
We could have it as an extra.
We'll do a Python cast or something.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get my knowledge up a minute. I'm not.
Well, I actually watch some.
I've seen the movies. I haven't really watched a TV show.
To quote Dave Lister out of Red Dwarf,
I've never read a book. But Batman. Oh my god. Rebecca
with Monty Python, Red Dwarf and Batman in virtually the same sentence.
All we need now is to talk about Brian Blessed, Christopher Walken, Dougie Scott, and then that's it. Podcast done.
We just did.
Okay.
Did I?
So, you've been Adam?
No, Rebecca Fernando tweeted a picture of her on the red carpet. And
doing what?
Well, getting her bat cave. No, she tweeted a picture and sent it to me, and I've now blocked her and reported her for being so smug. So I'm not, you know. But yeah, I can't fucking wait. How it's going to be fucking awesome, and you're going to hear it for weeks to come.
All right, can we stop talking about Batman now?
Unless I go and watch it, and it's like the worst film ever, and I'm going to like, smash the screen up.
You've built it up so much
yeah,
now.
I'll be that guy going, not as good as the other one. Not as good. Yeah,
smash. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
So yeah, well, you look a bit relaxed. You've gone right back away from the microphone.
I'm just kicking back. We spent an hour fucking about getting the microphones in order, and I'm just actually enjoying. Yeah, that's the trouble. I eat so much faster than either of you two, and I finish my pizza. I'm like, I just want to fucking record now. Yeah, we've got the new mics.
You're like,
and you're sitting there going,
I wasn't sacking him off. That wasn't me sacking him off. That was me eating pizza. So let's move on.
I tend to chew my food. Rather than just inhale.
That's why you're not fat.
Possibly.
I don't know what Adam's excuse is. He ate slowly and is fat.
I can't even deny it. I mean, no. I was about to think of saying like,
there's
that's
no room
true.
For denial.
That's not true. That is very, very, very true. So, okay, so yeah, we're up to date with everything. Right, first segment, should we get into it?
Yeah.
I think that'd be sensible. Can we do a bit of Star Watching?
Oh, always. Yeah.
Okay, a little bit of Star Watch.
You wish to end this?
What are you?
Yeah. You wish to go home?
Yeah.
Then we must stop fighting amongst ourselves and face that the price for it may be dear. I, for one, would rather die and to spend my life in hiding. The sheriff calls us outlaws. But I say we are free. And one free man defending his home is more powerful than 10 hired soldiers. The Crusades taught me that. I will make you no promises save one. That if you truly believe in your hearts that you are free, then I say we can win.
They got armor!
They got armor, Paul? Even this boy can be taught to find the chinks in every suit of armor.
But we ain't got nothing to eat!
What do we need that the forest cannot provide? We have food, wood for weapons. We'll find safety and solace in our trees.
Yeah, but what about our kin? Should have taken all they got, too.
And by God, we take it back.
Okay, today's Star Watch is... not going to tell you. All right, listeners, you know who it is because I just played you a clip.
Demi Moore.
No, it's not Demi Moore.
No,
it's someone else. But I wasn't going to tell you, was I? Your aim now...
Oh, no, you said it was a surprise, didn't you? Sorry,
it's not really a surprise. I didn't want to big it up.
Is it Brian Blessed?
Ash knows who it is.
Is it Brian Blessed?
No. Brian Blessed by about two movies.
Is it?
And Blackadder.
Is it Doug Ray Scott?
Oh, we could do Doug Ray Scott.
He was in Twin Tail.
He wasn't. Okay, this guy.
Yeah, he was. Russell Crowe wasn't.
This guy was born.
I've managed to get Adam convinced.
He's very old.
All right.
Yeah. 55 he was born. He's been in 48 movies.
Mm-hmm.
Or 48 titles.
All of them are 6 years long.
Yep. And they're all rubbish.
Kevin Costner.
Yes. Well done.
I got it from the rubbish heap.
So Kevin Costner is today's Star Watch. He's done a couple of movies before, right? But I'm just starting off at 87.
It's not bad going, is it? Come on.
Yeah.
That is very good.
I'm smug bastard. 1987, The Untouchables.
Actually, although good. Kevin Costner wasn't great in it, yeah, it was a good film.
It's one with De Niro.
Yep.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery was good in that, actually. I liked Sean Connery's...
Do his little speech.
Was he meant to be Irish? Oh, I can't remember the speech. Is this the one about being a bent copper or something? Or the not taking... No, I can't remember it at all.
They put someone in a hospital, you put them in the morgue.
That's it.
Something like that.
Who's dad name? Like a pig.
What's that one?
Your dad squealing like a pig.
And then Kevin Costner kills it. Is that how he sounded? You know, after Sean Connery died squealing like a pig.
I haven't seen it.
I remember that bit now.
Haven't seen Untouchables.
Who's the little dude with the glasses? He always looks.
Always think it's Rick Moranis, but it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe Pesci.
No, definitely not. He's like this little sensible accountant lad.
Yeah.
Who gets caught up in the whole thing and ends up going bonkers ape shit crazy with a gun or something.
Yeah, he actually turns into a real cool dude.
Yeah.
He shoots everybody.
I'd say it's a very good film.
Yeah?
Yeah,
recommend
it's worth a watch.
Yeah, I would actually say it's well worth going back and watching.
It's one of the films that I've always thought I should have seen.
Despite Kevin Costner. Because Kevin Costner plays a very boring, straight-laced, boring character. And I tell you what, he plays it really well.
he's an actor.
That's him. Yeah.
He's not acting.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner plays Kevin Costner.
I arrest you in the name of
George Clooney.
Of not Nam. Okay. I am the law.
I don't know what happened just then.
1988. Bloody hell, skipped it.
Now nah, 10 years. Now that this, was the length of Dances with Wolves.
This film here, until I looked at it, I always thought it was called Bill Durham, but it's not. It's called Bull Durham.
Bull Durham, yeah.
I always thought it was called Bill.
Was that like he played a coach of some sports baseball. Coach or something? Baseball coach.
He loves the baseball. He's a big baseball fan.
He does love the baseball.
Because then he also did Field of Dreams a year later.
Yeah.
If you build it, they will come.
So fuck off. I'm building a fucking baseball thing in my fucking back garden. Fuck, am I going to get the money for that? Almost goes bankrupt, and then they turn up for one game and then piss off again. Don't tidy up after them.
But there is a line in Wayne's World 2 when they're doing Wayne's stock that they do the Field of Dreams reference. Yeah. If you book them, they will come or something.
Yeah, you just put on the Wayne's stock. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's well remembered.
Yeah. Did you say it?
Dude, your mind is like a movie bullet.
It shows he doesn't listen to what anyone else says. He's just thinking about his next line.
Like he's thinking about his next line. He doesn't listen to a word any other fucker says.
He's like, I'm not really listening. I'm always thinking about my next line. So, 1990, Dances with the Wolves.
I steamed the wallpaper off my sister's bedroom wall by accident because of that film.
How did you do that? Come and tell us a story.
My mum's got a solid fuel burner called a Rayburn. Yeah, you might as well get some pizza while you're at it. Just don't eat it too close to the mic. No, my mum's actually got a solid fuel oven called a Rayburn. And you can't just walk away. All right, okay, at least Ash is staying in the room. Let's both get up while I'm there.
I might shoot myself.
Basically, I just filled it up with coal and I'd left it open because I just let it take heat. And then Dances with Wolves came on. And I didn't dare leave the living room until it finished, just in case something actually happened. I honestly couldn't tear myself away from the telly, because something had to happen. And when I got out, the needler flipped past the 200 degrees, which is the sensible temperature, and flipped right round to the needle where it couldn't get any hotter. But that actually meant that the Rayburn also ran all the hot water and the radiators, and it boiled all the hot water in the tank, which was actually in the cupboard in my sister's room, and steamed all the wallpaper off her room, and I blame Kevin Costner. And that is my story.
As you can, I think.
Yeah, so Adam, tell us what's next. Oh, you're not going to talk with your mouth full, are you?
How rude.
Oh, your favourite. Oh, did you know he won an Oscar for Best Director of Dance with Wolves?
Are you taking the piss?
It won Best Film, and he won Best Director.
And do you remember when we did that Oscars special, and I said the Oscars are a load of fucking wank?
Yeah.
That actually doesn't make me feel any worse about my opinion.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue. 1991, your favourite film, and I want you now to just introduce it.
I am Robin of Locksley. Bring to me the Maid Marian. It is an Eddie Izzard line.
Yeah.
And I know Lou gets awfully upset when I say it like that, because apparently I'm doing it wrong, but quick message to Lou.
Why are you doing it wrong? Why are you doing it so wrong?
I don't know. I don't watch Eddie Izzard. I just think I might have seen that clip once or heard Lou say it or something. But it's bang on, so therefore I feel perfectly entitled to plagiarise it.
I didn't realise Morgan Freeman was in him.
Yeah, he played his Saracen warrior, because quite frankly, if you're going to get a black guy in a Robin Hood film, it's got to be Moggy.
Yeah. But
and he's got to be a samurai.
Do you know why?
Got to be what?
You say he's a samurai?
No, Saracen.
Oh, a Saracen.
Slightly different thing.
But samurais, I was looking at your sword.
Like Pringles, he was rather Moorish.
Roger Moorish.
No. No, just...
I always get
fuck off.
I always get Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, and Men in Tights mixed up. Not all the time, just that beginning bit. And for the love of me, I always used to think, why is it?
Has a song where they go, "We're men, yeah. We're men in tights."
But I thought, I kept thinking Isaac Hayes was the guy at the beginning of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Well, it ain't. It's Morgan Freeman and Isaac. Yeah, Isaac Hayes, is it?
Yeah, chef. Fucking chef. Scientologist, chef. Crazy.
Well, that's the worst bit.
Yeah, we had this fucking conversation last week.
That's why he's not in South Park anymore.
Yeah, we were talking about Tom Cruise doing the Star Watch. Actually, I think the words may have been between me and Ash, because
yeah,
clearly
that's
Adam
why he
didn't actually listen, yeah.
What that?
Right, how about while you're sitting there eating, you check the sound quality as we're going, and you tell us who's next. Me and Ash will try and talk about it, and you check the actual sound off this shit.
Well, I'm going to do the technical stuff, yeah?
Yeah, that's it, whilst not talking with your mouth.
I don't know why we trust him with the technical shit.
Yeah. Right, what's the next film, Adam?
Well, I can't do it.
Adam. You can't do two things at once.
I can't do it, because I don't want to mess it up, because I might
end
up pressing the wrong button.
Why can't you make it work?
Because I've got to press buttons, and if I press the wrong button, it'll turn off, and if it turns off, we'll be like, whoa!
Oh, we could just all record episode 52 a third fucking time.
Right.
What's the next film?
JFK.
What's the next film?
You never seen JFK?
No.
It's long and
boring.
He just stands there a lot and goes back and to the right.
Why would I want to watch a film that's about an airport?
You know, it's a true story.
Yeah, there was a grassy knoll.
Little Will in it.
Yeah.
Little
Texas
Will.
Book Repository. I know the story.
Yeah, I've seen the Red Dwarf episode.
What's it called?
Red Dwarf.
No, what's the episode called?
JFK.
It's called Back in Time.
Nope. It's called Ticker to Ride.
Mm.
Because he goes back in time purely to get a chicken tikka masala.
Why are you calling it Ticker? It's Tikka.
Because I called it Ticker because it's a play
on
Ticket
idiot.
To Ride. And Tikka to Ride wouldn't work quite so well. Plus, why is it Tikka? Is that how Indians
chicken
say it?
Tikka?
No, that's how you say it.
That's how everybody says it.
That'd be like me calling you a cunt.
But that's not how you say the word.
That's how I say it. Yeah, no, it is exactly how I say the word. I say ticker.
Hang on, you always have a game in the way I...
That way I can use it in my joke about people snorting curry powder until their ticker stops.
Oh, that's where you do it.
Yeah, but before that, they slip into a coma. Anyway, next film.
92, The Bodyguard.
And
he didn't do a very good job.
Still haven't seen that film.
I just got you. He did do very good, didn't he? He didn't open that bathroom door and get her out of the tub when she was.
No, exactly.
Well, I wouldn't know. I've not seen it.
No, we're talking about real
life. Oh, right.
Yeah, sorry, he wasn't there when it mattered.
Hmm.
Who? What?
Winnie Houston.
Winnie Houston.
Oh. Oh, right. Gotcha. Yeah.
She went swimming in a massive bath and drowned.
I don't think she was swimming. I think she was. Apparently, at the time, she tripped.
Right.
And then it's Michael Jackson's doctor that went to try and save her.
Fuck.
What is your luck? How's your luck? Of all the fucking doctors in the world, you get him. What, he was in jail?
He came out just for that.
I'm He's on, gay I'm on, as well.
I'm on David. <Damon. laughs> He doesn't have much luck. 93. A perfect world.
In a perfect world, there would be no Kevin Costner.
Oh, there you go.
What was that about, then?
He kidnaps some kid.
Perfect.
And goes on the run.
Perfect.
And Clint Eastwood is chasing after him.
Is he playing a bad guy, or is he kidnapping him for, like...
Really?
So who directed it, then? Clint Eastwood or Kevin Costner?
Eastwood. Eastwood directed
so it's probably a half-decent film. One of those ones that's not bad despite Kevin Costner, not because...
He's one of them people. He kidnaps a kid, but he's not to hurt him.
Oh, it's not to do dirty.
No, he kidnapped him.
Oh, that's not the one with where he feeds him mustard. Mustard sandwich.
Charlotte was watching it about 2 weeks ago and she loved it.
There's one film, I'm pretty sure it's Kevin Costner, where he's got a kid in the car and there's nothing to eat and, apart from a loaf of bread and a jar of mustard. But that's the only bit I remember about that film, because that was the only thing that was vaguely interesting.
when we had some of my family over from Poland, I think they used a fairly mild mustard over there, and it's bright yellow. Or at least they saw this English mustard, Mum had done them hot dogs, and they thought that it was going to be like American mustard. Seriously, Americans, you don't understand mustard. But my cousin Andre, he picked up this, he had his hot dog, and he saw this jar of yellow mustard. He's probably wondering why the jar was so small. But, you know, he took out a big load and spread it on. And we didn't realise what his thought process was, because we're sitting there going, you fucking man. And the look on his face when he took his first big bite.
Was it like that scene in Roger Rabbit when he has the whiskey and he goes...
Steam coming out of the ears, isn't it? Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Okay, Wyatt Earp, 1994.
He's seen it. I can't remember it.
Yeah. It's the film that isn't Tombstone.
Yeah.
But Wyatt Earp is in Tombstone, isn't he?
Yeah, the character is, yeah. And then you got, 1995. It is the at the time, the most expensive movie ever made. Waterworld. Have you seen that?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
I like the fact that they had the Exxon Valdez in it.
Who you got there?
Your Roger Rabbit experience.
Right.
Mm.
You want a bit of chocolate?
No, I fucking don't. I can see what's on the front of it.
Scorpion Death Chili Chocolate.
Scorpion Death Chili Chocolate?
Yes.
Yeah.
You want some?
Right, okay. Is this actually going to kill me?
Potentially, yeah.
Will I die?
But there's a warning on the back of the packet.
I'm not going to eat all of it.
Okay, that was very sensible, actually.
I'm just going to eat that bit there.
Okay. That will be probably plenty for you. Sorry, it's just the whole Roger Rabbit thing. I remember I had Scorpion Death Chili Chocolate in the cupboard.
But my mouth is still burning from this.
Well, if your mouth's burning from that, which I didn't feel...
It might burn even more than that.
Thank you.
It makes you feel better.
That's quite a big piece of it. Yep. Oh, fuck off.
It's got pure extract of
habanero
chilies.
Plus habaneros themselves.
Yeah.
Haribo. Yeah, it's got Haribo in it.
Oh.
Yeah, they're extra spicy Haribos.
That is very visual for a podcast.
I think it was beautiful, but
Waterworld.
Yeah, film, Exxon Valdez.
That's Duke with one eye.
You know the big ship, the oil ship with all the smokers on it? Dennis Hopper's ship.
Yep.
When it actually goes down, you actually look at the back of it, it actually says that it's the Exxon Valdez.
Wasn't that one of the parts
that was the one that sank in Canada or wherever it was?
Oh, cheers for leaving me a bit of the pizza, by the way, lads.
Did you finish it off?
I thought you'd have.
Oh, was that one?
You'd had more, though.
Oh, I took two slices.
I thought he'd left you some.
I don't know. I won't be paying attention.
I didn't see it. He was telling you. Oh,
I went out there to grab that chocolate out of the larder, and I'm glad I did. There's no fucking treats left. Right, next film, Waterworld, big flop.
Expensive.
Big flop.
Big. Well, it was a floater, certainly.
It would be.
Actually, no, it wasn't. Turned out, was it? Half a set sank. Right, next film.
Tin Cup, 1996.
That was good.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, it was a golfy one. And yeah, I quite like that one. Actually got it on DVD.
Rene Russo. She's quite fit, she was at the time.
Rene Russo. Mm.
Bird from Lethal Weapon. Ransom.
I know the name. Oh. No, sorry, different film I'm thinking of.
The one that marries Mel Gibson. Lethal Weapon 2, 3 and 4.
That's not 2, is
no,
it?
No, that's Patsy Kensit.
Oh, the one who plays this like tough cop that they compare the...
Yeah,
the scars yeah.
Yeah.
I faintly recall her, but...
Yeah. Right, for an old bird. So patronised. 1997.
The Postman. Oh my God, that has to be one of the longest, most drawn-out, shitty films ever.
I saw a clip of it the other day, and it's all post-apocalyptic and all that stuff, and... He's just a postman doing...
It's a post-apocalyptic man.
Yeah. And he goes to this these people and they're like, oh my God, you are a saviour. And he just goes, no ma'am, I'm just a postman.
And it's got Ford... there's a guy that sort of wants to suck his cock and he's called, Ford Lincoln or Lincoln something or other.
Ford Prefect?
No, his name is Lincoln something.
I've never seen it. I've just seen Clip Park.
It's bollocks. No, there's a car in the States that's a Lincoln something or other. Ford Mercury Lincoln or Lincoln Mercury Ford or something. Daft.
Brilliant. Sounds fantastic. I'm so glad we're doing the Star Wars. Yeah. I mean, it's brilliant.
1999, Message in a Bottle.
Oh, for fuck's sake. So we've actually got another 13 years?
Yeah, we don't get much work after these.
I wonder why.
Funny that.
For the Love of the Game, 1999, another baseball one.
Fuck's sake, that boy's got a problem. It's rounders, we invented it, it's a girl's sport. Deal with it.
2000, 13 days, saying about the Mission Cuba.
Is
that the length of the film?
The missile Cuban crisis. I couldn't even say it.
Cuban missile crisis.
Cuban missile crisis.
Yeah, rice.
No, that was a breakfast cereal.
Yeah. 3,000 miles to Graceland, 2001.
So where was he starting from?
3,000 miles from Graceland. So just go out 3,000 miles.
Turns out it was 1,500 miles away, but he took a long route.
Fair enough. Stop saying that, Adam. Dragonfly, 2002.
Is that like Firefly?
No, I've never seen it.
No, well, assuming not, because Firefly was good and we've heard of it.
Open Range, 2003.
Range or Rain?
Range. It's a western, I think. Some kind of western, Robert Duvall. Apparently it's good. Rumour has it, 2005, Jennifer Aniston.
That Kevin Costner won't get any more work after this.
That he made a short film.
Well, that rumour has it is the film when it's set on The Graduate, the film The Graduate, Dustin Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is apparently that film was based on a true story, and it was Jennifer Aniston's mum that it was based on. Oof. And Kevin Costner was the character that Dustin Hoffman was. But it's really shit, and then they start getting it together, and then they could be father and daughter, but it turns out they're not. It's stupid.
It does sound like exactly my kind of film.
Mr. Brooks, 2007. Now, that's pretty good. That's when he plays a serial killer.
I can imagine him playing a real sort of deadpan, flat, unemotional serial killer type.
That's pretty much what he does.
I can imagine him being a serial killer.
That's pretty much what I was suggesting, yeah.
Kevin Costner, the serial killer.
Yeah.
Just bore you to death, wouldn't he?
But he could get away with it because... it's a new MO.
Yeah. How did this person die? He got bored to death.
He shot himself.
Yeah, 12 bored.
2008, swing vote. Never heard of it. 2009.
Is that when you go, right, everyone hands up if you want to put your keys in the bowl.
2009.
You're really having to do the hamster cheek thing there with your pizza on you.
No, that's just how fat.
You appear to have had an allergic reaction because one of your cheeks has swollen up bigger than the other then.
It's a new daughter.
Oh! Okay. Well, she's not that new anymore, is she?
She's 21 years old.
Old news. What?
She's 21.
What, my daughter?
Yeah. She's got that Jack syndrome. Makes her get old 12. Really quick. What?
I'd have been 12 then at the time I'm confused. 21 weeks old.
She really 21 weeks?
I think it's 20 weeks. But 20 and a bit, so. Yeah, but plus, it wasn't a guess because you said years, which puts you out by quite a magnitude. A magnitude of approximately 52.
Yeah. And Company Men, 2010. Never heard of it.
I'm so bored of Kevin Costner in his career.
He's actually playing Jonathan Kent in the new Man of Steel movie, which is a new Superman movie coming out.
Jonathan Kent, Clark's dad, then?
Yeah, not the alien
not
dad.
Not his mum.
No, playing the dad, Earth dad.
Yeah, Clark Kent's dad.
Yeah.
Was it dad or was
it
dad?
Wouldn't it be ironic if the alien parents were also called Kent? But I'm glad you pointed it out because it could have been the case.
I just realised that I did that, didn't I? Yeah.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Adam, for
you're
your
making it easy
insight.
For everybody.
Oh, you certainly make yourself an easy target.
Yeah, I know. So Kevin Costner, good Star Watch?
No. Probably the worst one we've ever done.
Good that it's over.
I actually look at some of the films he's done and I'm like, how he got so much work in the early 90s?
That's what mystifies me. Was he also like Nicolas Cage, the cousin of someone with a serious amount of influence in the nephew or whatever? So he was actually employed for his amazing acting ability.
And directing. You forget, he directed
An actor is successful, they get the budget to direct things. Because he directed Waterworld as well, didn't he? Or,
yeah. Mm. No, mean, no, he didn't.
No.
Someone else directed it, and I think he jumped on board afterwards to finish the film off.
Jumped off board, overboard,
really?
Because
the guy quit.
Oh, what's the name they use for the Hollywood... It's Alan
Smithy.
Smithers. Alan Smithy.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it directed by him by any chance?
Probably.
Yeah.
What do they use that for?
Alan Smithy basically is listed as the... Is it the director? is listed as the director of a film where the actual director of a film doesn't want to be associated with it at all, or where they've had a row with the sort of production company or whatever, you will find that the director is listed as Alan Smithy. Okay. It's like a pseudonym for seriously don't want to be fucking associated with this, or seriously we don't want his name on this. Yeah, which is a bit of a weird one. I only knew that because I watched QI the other night and they mentioned it. Sad bit is Adam probably knew that because he knew that.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah. I know it as well because
most of the Barker Productions ones are directed by Alan Smith.
Yeah, not by choice.
Even Adam won't admit to him.
Alan Smithy Productions.
Now, because there was actually a film called Burn Hollywood Burn about...
That sounds like a good option.
About a film that gets the director to call it Alan Smithy. So it's like about someone who makes a film within a film and they don't like
it. Oh, fuck. That's clearly some Hollywood script writer's just got two up his own arse and gone, oh, we could do this. Wouldn't that be ironic?
And then what happened?
Producer's gone, yeah, that's really in touch with the people.
Yeah, and then what happened is that the director actually hated the movie so much, he actually did it. And so it is actually called Alan Smithy Presents Burn Hollywood Burn, an Alan Smithy film.
That sounds like the publicity machine to me.
No, because they went back and asked the director, and he said, I wish I'd never agreed to make it, because it was awful.
Well, yeah, but that's
again, publicity. He could have just been saying that to try and bring it up a bit more.
Didn't work. You ever read the Dilbert cartoons?
I thought you were about to say something else then, but no, I haven't.
Dilbert cartoons, there's Dogbert, one of the characters. He writes this book and he gets some like Hollywood producer to do it. He goes, oh yeah, it's brilliant. It's like so in touch with like real people. And Dogbert's like, oh, you know some real people then? He goes, no, but I'm prepared to watch a movie about them to learn about them. And that to me sums up Hollywood quite nicely. There is no concept of reality in Hollywood.
No.
There doesn't need to be. It's a film. If anyone thinks he's real...
Yeah, the thing is, the suspension...
Your eyes... Your face... Oh, God. Those people.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. This whole suspension of disbelief, I have no problem believing in the dragons, believing in the magic and all of that stuff, but I do not believe that in King Arthur, Keira Knightley could have wielded a two-handed greatsword with those skinny fucking arms. These are my problems.
That's true. I never thought of that.
Have you seen how that thing was clearly made of balsa wood?
I'd watch anything with Keira Knightley. I like Keira Knightley.
I thought it was stunt arms.
Domino was all right.
All of a sudden, her arms get shown. And
it's like that big Hulk Hogan arms.
Like Xena.
Or just Hulk arms. They're actually green.
Guess what I watched at the weekend?
Porn.
Once I finished that and I moved on, I watched a film called Suburban Commando.
Fuck. Vin, no, not Vin, oh my God.
I'll save you some time.
Oh no, that was Hulk, sorry. Hulk Hogan, yes. Yeah. Oh good God, I think that came out when I was young enough to still be well into WWF wrestling and all that. It was the coolest thing, but what the fuck are you doing it, watching it in your 20s?
It was on YouTube. The whole movie was on YouTube.
Right, yeah, I can believe that, because I suspect anyone's abandoned the copyright, but why would you sit there watching Suburban Commando on YouTube?
Because it's awesome.
Fuck. Can we move on to the next feature?
It was brilliant. He comes down in his, like, as an alien, and he bursts his like melons in people's faces, and then he kicks people off skateboards, and then the Undertaker comes down as a bounty hunter to get him.
Can we move on to the next feature?
Suburban Commando. Go back and watch it.
Better than Kevin Costner.
Yeah. Well, you want to do another feature?
That's really not saying much.
Last week we did a quiz, which I won.
When you say last week, do you mean the one where we recorded episode 52 last week?
Yeah, and miraculously, considering Adam actually looks after all these podcasts, edits it, and does all his shenanigans, the one that I won, miraculously corrupted.
Yeah, funny that.
Right, you haven't got a quiz this week, have you?
No, afraid not.
Okay, so with the art of editing and wishful thinking...
All right, so
I'm going to attempt to salvage some of it of the quiz we did.
Only the questions that Adam gets right.
So, if we kind of then stop talking now, I'll press pause in a minute. Hopefully, editing-wise, I'll be able to put some of that file in. I'm not.
Adam, shut up. Right, clip starts now.
Today's quiz is Arnie quotes.
Yay!
And on that basis, I think I can just do one on one. So,
yeah.
First Arnie quote, we're going to start with Ash.
That was my sign out.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't you. Oh, that was...
I thought we were finished.
Right. Can I do my quiz now?
Yeah, go for it.
Thank you. Right, Ash. Arnie quote for you.
Bastards.
Name the film. Consider that a divorce.
Why is he laughing so much?
I have no idea, because I don't know what the film is.
Now, do we allow the other one to pick up the point?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hang on. No.
Adam's like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, as soon as we say yes.
Five, four, three, two, one.
It is actually the film which is Total Recall. You bastard.
Yep, point to Ash. Okay, Adam, you've got an easy one.
Oh, fucking hell.
Come with me if you want to live.
Terminator.
Wrong, Terminator 2. Okay, Ash.
He's not going to tell him to say, come with me if you want to live.
I'm sorry, I should have. No, he doesn't.
Shit, yeah, he does.
You should have passed that over.
Sorry, dude, I'll give you the point.
You don't need to.
Okay,
He's sneaky.
Give me a path.
Oh, you sneaky bastard.
What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of the women.
Conan the Barbarian.
Correct. Right, Adam.
You should give me a Tom Cruise film.
Ash has got 3 points, you've got 0, by the way. Adam.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not into politics, I'm into survival.
Come on.
Ash. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That was from The Running Man.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm so tired.
I don't remember that bit.
Ash. If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Fuck off. Junior.
No, this is Ash.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Trying to. Fucking cheek. I can't get Junior out of my head now.
Oh, that is an issue. Right, Ash. If it bleeds, we can kill it. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Mr. Ned.
1. Answer.
I don't know. Stick my arm.
Predator.
Adam gets the point. Predator.
You
okay.
Bastard.
Adam.
I got one right. Yeah.
I don't know what the problem is, but I'm sure it can be solved without resorting to violence.
Fucking hell. What are you doing to me? Is that an easy one for you? Do you know it?
I might do.
I don't know what the problem is, but I'm sure it can be resolved without resorting to violence. 5, 4, 3.
Jingle all the way.
2.
I don't know.
1. Ash.
Twins.
Okay, another point for Ash.
Oh, fucking hell. I don't know Arnie that well. Bastards.
The trouble is, these have come out kind of harsh. I deliberately didn't organise.
No, I didn't.
But Ash,
thanks, mate.
You're a funny man. Oh, sorry, no, sorry. It wasn't that one. That's Adam's one.
Okay, give me the other one.
If I'm not me, who the hell am I?
I know that one.
That's Sixth Day.
Wrong.
Last Action Hero.
Wrong. It's Total Recall.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to repeat the fucking films.
Why not? It's an Arnie film. I didn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, what roles were you expecting? Did I say a distinct selection for Arnie?
You make it clear at the beginning.
Right.
that's why I actually thought I wouldn't say that one.
In that case, Adam, this is yours. You're a funny man, Sully. I like you. That's why I'm going to
Commando.
Kill you last.
Commando.
Right. That's why it's followed by a. Remember when I said I'd kill you last? I lied.
It's the worst Arnold Schwarzenegger impression I've ever heard. And he's got such an evil face.
Well, sorry, you just lost a point.
What?
Hey!
No, you can't do that.
Ash, thank you for the cookies. I look forward to tossing them. Genuine quote.
I remember that. And I can't remember what film it is because of the
five,
way you said it.
4, 3, 2.
Were they Wonderland?
1, 0. Film. Too late. Adam.
Anna. Jingle all the way.
Who's twins again?
Oh, for fuck's sake! Just repeating the movie.
Adam. Now. I live to see you eat that contract, but I hope you never leave enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine!
Funny man, but that was the best.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Ash. Very strange city. The crime is organized. The police is not.
Red heat.
The Russian accent with the Austrian thing.
Australian.
Yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He is from Australia. Right, Adam, final one. And
I've lost it.
Actually, without Ash's bonus point, it takes you down to 4. You could equal him.
I could equal him. Then we have a tie break.
We could call it a call. We could call it a tie, and then I will come up with one for a tie break. If you can get this.
I'm
not a mercenary. Nobody pays me. And if I feel someone owes me, I take it.
What a five.
5, 4.
Is that your razor?
2. No. Ash, any idea?
I'm going to say it's really crap. I've never heard that one before, but I'm going to say that it was when he was Mr. Freeze in the Batman films, because you haven't mentioned Batman at all and he was Mr. Freeze, and I'm surprised you didn't.
Ash, I'm impressed. But it was wrong. It was from Red Sonja.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I've not seen that.
But even without the, you know, with that bonus point that was disputed,
it was 5-3 of a half. I wanted a Tom Cruise point.
Ash wins. So with the quiz stakes, and I think I'm gonna. Thing is now going. Last week, Adam won. This week, Ash won. Both by 1 point. I think I might have to do a quiz for next week.
I think I'm
liking these quiz things.
Adam versus Ash.
Yeah, decide the rules for scoring, because the first one was only actually Adam winning by a point
by me because of the handicap record.
I've got to get it right. I've got to get the balance, but we're going to carry these on. So
he's going to try and be proper like, I'm going to get this right, I'm going to get this done.
I've got to do more movie quotes next time.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that either worked or it didn't. Did you play a little musical interlude to sort of?
I don't know.
I reckon you should have done.
It's because it's editing.
I think in hindsight you should have done. But
have we got a musical interlude for the quiz of the week, or whatever you call it?
That's really a quiz of the week. Sounds like a this morning competition. Quiz of the week.
Yeah.
Finish off the rest of this sentence. The man walked to the A shop. B dope. C, not. He's actually trying to feed this up.
I walked in the knot.
What did he say? Did the man walk over to the knot? No. I hate those sort of quizzes. They don't make any sense.
Well, the ones that they put on before the advert?
No, the ones that they do on these TV shows, and they don't make any sense. They're
why they do it?
Pointless. Why?
Because if they just say, phone this number, basically, pay money to win a prize, if they put in those questions, no matter how insulting they are, it turns into a quiz. Otherwise, they're running a lottery, putting money in to have a chance of winning a cash prize. They have to put those questions in, regardless of how simple. So they make them as simple as possible.
No. There is a rule.
Don't argue with me, boy.
I am arguing with you. There is a rule. There is a rule around it that it has to be. It has to be 10% of the population stand a chance of getting it wrong. So it actually shows that 10% of the population are rather stupid.
I wonder how on earth they work that out. They put the question out in advance and the 10% get it wrong, and then they put it out again and they still get it wrong.
Maybe they work on statistics and the fact they got some spastic working in the office. And if he gets it right,
they can't use it.
Yeah, they have a test team of like 5 people, but they deliberately hire 2 people with the IQ of potato between them.
Yeah, potato between them. Anyway, that's a bit
Well, basically, what they do is borrow them from McDonald's.
So, yeah, you might have heard that quiz. You might not have heard that quiz.
Oh, fuck it. Who cares?
Who cares? Ash won. One all. We're going to call it one all, yeah? Regardless.
We can do.
Now so. You sound really patronised.
Yeah. Yeah. He's giving me a chance that no one's heard it.
But it was good. If you didn't hear it, it was an Arnold Schwarzenegger movies quotes quiz. And quite frankly, that was one question to each, because the one that went out the previous week was quite patronising, actually. But it worked. it worked because it came out close. That was the thing. There was a handicap needed. But with the Arnie quotes,
yeah.
Ash won.
Okay. Right, should we move into Go Back and Watch This Shit segment?
Yes.
Thingamajiggy.
Go Back and Watch This Shit segment.
We have to go back! We have to go back! We have to go back! This is Jack Burton in the Pork Chop Express, and I'm talking to whoever's listening out there. It's a pretty amazing planet we live on here, and a man would have to be some kind of fool to think we're all alone in this universe.
There is a hidden world where ancient evil weaves a modern mystery.
What's going on here? Is this some kind of...
magic. The darkest magic.
They call it Little China.
Finally, we shall bring order out of chaos.
It's where Big Trouble was waiting for Jack Burton.
Who?
Jack Burton. Me.
Jack.
Jack.
Jack!
They told him to go to hell.
You make one move.
And that's just where he's going.
Somebody, I don't care who, tell me what is going on.
How are you going to spring us?
I have no idea.
There are many mysteries, many unanswerable questions, even in a life as short as yours.
My destiny rests in your capable hands.
Hey, I'll do my best.
Oh, God, is this really happening?
This is gonna take Cracker Jack timing, Wang. One, two, three. We may be trapped.
Total concentration.
Safety.
Yeah. You ready, Jack?
I was born ready.
Way to go, Jack.
Jack Burton's coming to rescue your summer.
Hey, what more can a guy ask for?
20th Century Fox presents Kurt Russell in John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China.
It's all in the reflexes.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Big Trouble in Little China.
I was just about to mention the... That's it. I was about to mention the casual racism in the film. And Adam's demonstrated it beautifully.
I would say it's casual.
Smart casual.
Smart casual.
Business dress.
Wearing a belt.
It's dressed up racism. It's business racism.
Yeah.
Let's move away from racism.
Business racism, I think that's running any firm like Nike or whatever, sweatshops. they're foreign, they're cheaper.
I was just thinking that sweatshops, they're the ones that make the headbands.
Oh, that's all about. When yeah, you said that, I was just thinking of like one of them athletes with the big headband things.
Oh, you get mixed up between them and sweet shops.
Sweet shop, yeah. Mm. I have no idea. What
also attracts small children.
Small children.
Basically, that's what it is, isn't it? They say to the child, "Oh, would you like to go to the sweet shop?"
Yeah, but the way I say, "Would you like to go to the sweet shop?"
Right, so Big Trouble in Little China.
China!
I actually saw it reasonably recently. It was on telly. And my nostalgia kicked in and I had to watch it. But I'll tell you what, the martial arts were laughable. The special effects were appalling. But yeah, it was still good fun.
Who's in it?
Kurt Russell.
Like, who's in it? What's it about?
Russell Crowe. Oh, we were talking about it recently, because that's the green-eyed woman was the old tramp out of Sex and the City, wasn't it?
Kim Cattrall.
That's the bunny.
Yeah, the bird from Police Academy. Mannequin. And Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah.
Is she the mannequin in Mannequin?
She was the mannequin in the Mannequin. Not Mannequin 2, Mannequin 1.
I preferred the oriental bird with the green eyes, though, quite frankly. She was much
better. I've not seen Big Trouble in Little China in ages.
Yeah, well, basically, the whole story is that green-eyed women are seen as incredibly lucky.
Jealous.
And bringing of good fortune, but also
envious.
Dangerous. That's green-eyed monsters, old boy.
Okay. That's from the Jade, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it might be something along those lines. But basically, in Chinatown, you've got these warrior types who use ancient mystic Chinese magic, just like the bloke out of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, all the little weird things come out their fingers and eyes.
Yeah, the drunkard. Or is that a different computer game that's fighting?
Yeah, you're thinking of Tekken, I think, with the Drunken Master style. But in Mortal Kombat, there was I think it was called Raiden or something.
Raiden,
Raiden. And he was very much like one of the guys,
Triangle,
one of the main triad jobs out of Big Trouble in Little China. So they kidnap these two green-eyed women, and they're going to use their health and vitality or something to support the elderly bloke who's in charge of the nasty Chinese warrior dudes. And basically Kurt Russell and his American Chinese buddy go in and kick ass in order to rescue them. An action flick.
Kim Cattrall's pretty fit in this film, even when she's dressed up as a geisha. Yeah.
But the Chinese dude can cut through a glass bottle with a meat cleaver on his second attempt.
This is the Chinese dude from Tremors. Who owns a little shop.
Really?
Yeah, it's the same Chinese dude.
God!
Korean? No, he had a good career. I'm going to fail that one.
What's a good career? Is that South Korea?
Oh, North Korea. I can't talk about it. Yeah, you should call me racist. You're making little weird noises.
I just thought it was the name of their capital. I just think it's a great name. It just sounds like a giant piece of elastic. But Big Trouble in Little China, I can't remember much more about it. Have you got some clips?
No, I don't. Okay. I have one clip.
Let's play the clip.
Well, why don't we induce the clip? Other people will be like, wait.
Let's induce the clip.
Introduce.
I was inducing the clip. I was trying to bring it nearer.
The clip. Or the clip.
Clip.
The clip.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were trying to make a sexual joke.
No. It was induced. To induce, when you induce a baby, you're making it come in early, come in sooner.
Well, it's used to coming early.
Coming early. I come well before. I come in advance, basically.
He's on a schedule.
Planning.
In the next 5 minutes, I shall ejaculate. Right, yeah, no. There's a joke about Kurt Russell in this film, and the fact that someone made a little montage of clips from the film about the fact that he had absolutely no idea what was going on throughout the whole entire movie.
Play it.
Where the hell are we? Where in the hell are we?
Jesus Christ, where are we?
Where are we, Wing?
You are nowhere.
What?
Yeah!
Did you get that?
What's happening, Wing?
Chinese standoff.
A what?
Stay away from her, Jack. She's nuts, too. She's a lawyer.
She's a what?
Oh, come on! What the hell?
What is it, a parade?
A funeral. Fighting Tong, their Chang sings.
A fighting Tong?
What does that mean? Huh? China is here. I don't even know what the hell that means.
Go right down that alley. Lords of Death down that way.
What alley?
Go right now!
So what is this? Chinese or something? Counting backwards?
Hold it. Hold it. Slow down. I'm feeling a little like an outsider here.
You are.
Who the hell are you anyway?
It becomes a dream.
What? What does that say?
Xiu Sum Yin Yo. Hell of boiling oil.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I am. Just keep out.
This does what again, exactly?
Marco. Jack. Where's Gracie?
On the floor next door, she's a wildcat. How are you going to spring us?
I have no idea.
You will come up no more.
What? Huh? What'll come out no more?
What? What the hell?
Ben, don't get anything to say, Kay!
God, no. Please, what is that? Don't tell me.
You know what I don't like about this?
Where is everybody?
So somebody, I don't care who, tell me what is going on.
Well, I don't know who went to the effort of putting those clips together, but God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Was that the whole film?
What? I love when I found that, because I was looking for clips, and I found that. And I started watching it. I was like, it's like he turned up and said, he's like, what are we making then? I don't know, just roll. What is this? Who are you? What are we doing?
Why?
Do you reckon that's improvised a lot of that? Do you reckon he was just told, look, just improvise, you know, act natural. When something comes at you, just go, what is this? Or do you think someone wrote a script where
imagine?
It actually had the words, Jack says, his face Jack, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Jack says, who are you? What is going on? It's a poor writing.
I think it probably is that quality of writing. The thing is, it's a great film. It's great fun. It was never meant to be anything intellectual. And he's basically playing this American trucker who's just gotten involved in shit. And is playing the bloke who's just been dragged into it. But I just like to think that if you replaced him, can you imagine Kevin Costner asking all those questions and showing that level of emotion?
How would that sound, Will?
What is all this shit? Why? Where are we? Hello.
So, do you reckon it was the precursor to The Man Who Knew Too Little?
You could play that character.
Why?
What is going on here?
I have no idea what's going on. I'm so confused.
I just think that's great because it makes you feel like you're watching this crazy film about crazy Chinese mythological things and stuff and weirdness. And the audience members were sitting there going, what is going on? But before they can say it, you've got Kurt Russell going, what is going on?
And at that point, the audience member goes, duh, don't you know? It was just to make the audience feel smug.
The best bit of that clip was when they turn and goes, how are you going to get us out of here? I have no idea.
it is the story of basically a bloke who, and it is very much Kurt Russell as the main character. I know he's got his Chinese mate. Whose name I can't remember.
Lee or something, probably.
I think it was. Might have been. God knows. Fuck knows.
It probably is Lee, because it's probably the 80s, isn't it? It was so simple. Like, call him Lee.
Yeah.
Call him Chow.
Yeah, Lee Wang. Call him Bruce, that's not subtle enough. Call him Lee. Right, so we'll call him Lee for the purpose of this, but basically it's the story of some bloke getting embroiled in Chinese subculture and frankly not having a clue what's going on but still getting through it. Maybe it was actually Cold War based. Cold War was still on at this stage and it was all about, you don't have to understand it, but you're an American, you can fight through it.
I could,
the Chinese communist.
Honestly,
I'm quite cheerfully looking for the subtext in these things. Read between the lines, dude. Apparently they're evil.
Where are them?
No, there were like two good Chinese characters and the rest, evil. And those good ones, they had embraced Western democracy.
And they died.
Yeah, the rest, they're all like immigrants keeping to the old Chinese ways. That's bad.
Do you know what his name was? I just looked up what his name, his little Chinese mate's name was.
Sure.
Wang Chi.
Wang Chi.
Fair enough. And it was actually a bloke called Eddie Lee. So I wasn't spot. I wasn't far off.
Oh,
but you weren't spot on.
I wasn't spot on, but I wasn't far off. I don't know.
So what did you think about my thoughts on the communist subtext and that side of things, Adam?
I weren't listening.
Surprise!
So,
What did you mean?
Right. I think we're kind of done on Big Trouble in Little China because we've all realised none of us know enough about it. But it was a good film. Go back and watch it. But Adam, you've been doing something new recently, haven't you?
Masturbating with my left hand, yes.
And
I've been podcasting it.
Yes. It still hasn't finished.
Well, that's not new either, really, is it?
It's only a couple of minutes long. And 1 minute 50 seconds of it is intro.
Are we talking about your masturbating with the left hand now, or?
No.
Right.
What song was yours?
You've been collaborating with Billy and Marcus, haven't you?
Yes. MovieCom.
Yeah, we mentioned it. Did we mention this last week, or was that in the podcast that never happened?
I can't remember.
I think it was in the podcast that never happened.
It might have been last week as well, though.
I think
it was
episode 52A.
I think it might have been last week, episode 51, because I think I remember you looking at me like, I'm never going to listen to that.
I think I stated that, to be honest. Yeah. I listen to the shit we're in now and again just to,
you don't even listen to one,
double check how awesome I am.
Exactly. Yeah. It's an egotistical thing. That's fine.
Totally.
I understand that. I totally respect that.
To be honest, I block out you and Ash's voices.
That's because I don't say anything.
Yeah, he's too quiet. And I'm not listening. You should do like an audio book of Will.
Oh, God, our boy.
The collective wisdom of Will.
That's on a par with Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
The collected acting talent of Kevin Costner.
But no, we released...
the collected wit of Ricky Gervais.
We released MovieCom, episode one. We released that Thursday, so it's out now.
Yep.
And we did Judge Dredd, your alternative movie commentary podcast, where you can watch the film and listen to us chat through it. So, and trust me, you would prefer listening to us over the actual film.
Are you deliberately going to be picking reasonably diabolical films in order that you can talk over them without someone being annoyed? But it's a film that may have enough interest. Is it going to be comic booky stuff, just so that Marcus?
You say people are going to get annoyed. I mean, I'm not being funny. If people choose to use it as a commentary and then get annoyed that they can't hear the film, that's their problem. Yeah, they can't take the headphones out of there.
That's the thing. I don't see the point in the whole director's commentary thing, because I don't want to sit there and actually just listen to someone talk. I will watch a film once. I won't watch it several times, and I'll watch it once. And I don't want the fucking cunt of a director talking over it, or unless it's Arnie.
Oh, Arnie. I was going to say Arnie was good.
So you're really selling this podcast, everyone. Will, thanks a lot. Thanks for bringing it up. No, like I said, it's all fun. We're going to pick films which don't need to be. You can watch it. You can even listen to it without watching the film. It's just there as your alternative.
You could do it with the artist, couldn't you?
You could do it with the artist. It'd be perfect, really, because it's a silent movie. But the whole point is picking films, and you can listen to it without watching the film as well. It's a podcast first.
Do you know what you're going to do next?
Yes, we have a couple of films lined up.
Which are?
We've got Beetlejuice. We're going to do Beetlejuice. Okay. It's my favourite film.
That'd be good.
We're going to do From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, now that's a cracking film.
Because Marcus wants to do some Tarantino-esque commentary. He wants to literally copy Tarantino and do a little segment during it.
Basically, he's going to take notes from the director's commentary and just talk it.
No, apparently Marcus doesn't like Tarantino.
I think Tarantino himself is a cunt. I think he's done a couple of good films, but I don't like him.
Yeah, well,
I think that might have come across in previous podcasts.
No, that's not possibly. Might even do like the original Batman. Well, not the original, 1989 Batman.
Yes.
So
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, we're gonna pick like older films that
people are comfortable with, but where you can dig out some trivia and make it a bit interesting.
Yeah, and films that people have seen. There's no point doing a brand new one because people might want to do it. What?
Gremlins.
Yeah, you could do something like
Gremlins. You do the Gremlins 2 bit, the whole thing.
Over Gremlins 1. Yeah. Just throughout the entire, that's just the three of you doing it.
Or we could watch Viva Vendetta and do exactly. But no, that's out, and that's on the Podgods Network.
Fantastic. So what else is on the Podgods Network? Do tell us.
I don't know.
No pressure.
Just got off the top of my head now, anyway. Oddcast Podcast.
It's the only one worth listening to.
I think I might have heard it.
Yeah, Pod God Damn It.
Yep,
there's a collaboration.
Yeah, they're coming along now.
Yeah, we're on that one as well.
Yeah, another one due out soon, or out now.
It was out Sunday, just gone. So
brilliant.
That. You've got MovieCom.
It's so hard talking about the future like it's the past.
So. It's like putting it in your glove box, isn't it, Will? A little note in your glove box, just to have a
look. Yes. Oh, on the pod, God damn it, can I record the lottery numbers? Because that's out now. Oh, no, no, fuck.
What's going on? It's all confusing. I'm so
confused. Anyway.
But yeah, go to Podcast Network. There's loads of podcasts on there. They're fucking awesome. And go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com, the blog nobodysreading.tumblr.com, and go on Twitter, follow me at Barker Podcast, Oddcast Podcast, and the Podgods. I think that's all the spamming done. iTunes, rate viewers, Stitcher, thumb us up, favourite us, like us, share us, get us back on that top 100 list. I think that's simple, isn't it, really?
I can't believe that you actually remember which ones are thumbs up, which ones are like, and which ones are...
Well, he doesn't strictly, but he's bluffing over us because we
wouldn't have a fucking clue. Yeah, I can just make it up. No good.
Yeah.
But no, you know, I said it enough. I say it every fucking week. So.
Sorry, we don't hear it.
What?
What's he talking about?
He's doing his spam bit.
Where am I? But, okay, so I'm assuming that is Oddcast Podcast episode 52, take 2, over and out, done. Happy with that, guys?
Well, until we hear the recording.
Until we scrap it and welcome to episode 52. Okay, right.
Here's some of the sections from episode 52, part 2, where we remembered to turn the microphones on.
What I do... Yeah, luckily we haven't... No, we're all on to that. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Last episode, you signed out.
Yes, I did.
And if I remember correctly, last week you was a little bit upset that you didn't actually get to do anything. You just went...
The last week that didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah. And then we so...
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah. So would you like to sign us out properly tonight? Or has Will got something up his sleeve like he had last week?
He hasn't got any sleeves.
T-shirt, dude. It's all ashes.
It's all ashes. So, yeah, how about you sign us out, Ash?
What? A bit better than last time.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do what? Do what? Who the fuck are you?
Was that a part of a Hanson song?
Do what?
It could have been. I don't know.
No pressure, dude. Come on. Good sign out.
I'm confused.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What?
Thank you for listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK. To find other shows like this, please visit podgodsnetwork.com. You won't be disappointed.